Days of Innocence and Wonder, written by Lucy Treloar and read by Gemma Carthy. Four days after Christmas, Till packed her bag and told her parents she would be heading out the next day, and they said, "Oh, really? Where?" And she said, "Just out," which they took to mean out to see a friend, or something like that when she meant out west, west and north, and after that she didn't know and could not say. Some strange things had happened. She could not bring herself to describe them, and old habits of silence overcame her. "Come on, Bertie," she said, and her greyhound Bertie came loping up the hall. "Surely you're not taking Bertie," her mother, Zoe, said. "Leave her here." Bertie came. The world looked off-kilter in the early light, the street wide and empty, and strung on either side by the long ropes of electricity, swaying as if suspended from the sky. It was still dark to the south and north, dark to the west and in the east, red and orange and lilac flung upwards from the horizon. A single light, no more than a speck, shone as far away as the railway line, indigo night still hovering above. Nothing else. She stood in the middle of the road. Bertie waited at the door. Then the light, by some freakishness of angle and the creeping sun, caught on the lines and ran so they seemed lit like heated filaments, and a skein of light shining through clouds found a swarm of tiny insects drifting like bonfire sparks around the flowering wattle. Yet people say there's no magic in the world. Till drove down the wide road as if freed from chains. Bertie curled at her side at first, then in the back, where she sat sphinx-like, her little chin resting on the window frame, regarding the world. Till sang one or two of her lesser songs, the ones she liked, humming a little before settling into the grind of it. Even that was a pleasure, though. She was leaving it all behind. She and Bertie had been out walking on a cool spring day. It could have been any day. It was nothing special. There was a man in front of them, with a hat on the back of his head, his thin clothes moving around him in the blustery wind, his unbuttoned jacket flying back, everything about him washed out, greyish and almost dank, as if he was dissolving into air or appearing from storm or rising from water. Immediately, she noticed his walk. It reminded her of someone from a long time ago, and she didn't want to think that it was more than that. She remembered that person only a little, but the feeling was enough. The long-ago man had a sloping walk with deep, biting steps and an exaggerated spring that to Till now suggests someone unencumbered by regret and lifted up by small pleasures and anticipations. She had never forgotten it. She couldn't describe it when she was five, and no one asked such a question. In her memory, his age is indeterminate. He is always much older than her, of her parents' age, or a little younger or a little older. He has no coloured hair and no coloured skin and no coloured eyes. To describe him is to lose him. She never notices his features.